So I've remembered, Jacqueline B, on 25th of March still, I've remembered something I wanted to tell you about yesterday. I tweeted about this, but I've just passed the garage again. I went to the Shell garage yesterday in Kenilworth, and there's a man who puts the petrol in for you. I mean, it's been years since I ever had that service, and it was only at a little, one of those little raggedy service stations out somewhere in the wild somewhere, I can't even remember, but it was so nice, you know. But of course I didn't know what he was doing. He was dressed all up in his little Shell uniform, but he was you know, he had a beard, and he looked a bit scruffy and that, and I thought, you see, these assumptions don't serve you well. I thought he was a cleaner, and so I hopped out my car, and I saw him hovering by me, and I guess he must get this response from people, this sort of slightly wary, why are you approaching me type of response. And and he said, oh, would you like me to fill it up? And he must be used to saying this as well. He said, would you like me to fill it up for you? It's a free service. And I said, oh, that's amazing, thank you. You know, and I popped the thing open, and I didn't want it filled up, but I told him how much I wanted. And, you know, I said, that's fantastic. I didn't know you did this. He said, oh, it's a new service, Shell are offering. Anyway, we had a bit of a laugh and a joke, because I tried to find out if he'd pay for me as well. But anyway, that's not part of the service, apparently. So off I went to pay, and he put it in and everything else. Well, I was blown away by it. I think that's a great service. I mean, this is a bit sexist, but especially for girls, you know, I was sort of dressed up for my meetings and didn't want to get all... I hate the whole petrol thing, smell on your hands. I like the petrol smell, but not on your hands. And it's cold, and quite frankly, I find those pumps quite hard to stand there and hold. And anyway, I was really pleased. I was really impressed. But I was also interested in my response. But don't get me wrong, you know, I didn't sort of hold a crucifix to him or some garlic or something, but I did, you know, it did cross my mind, I wonder what he wants when he approached me. So there you go, good things come.